Hi, good morning. We'll start right off at 500 millibar this morning.
Oops, sorry.
We're playing the Marseille
again. I'll get rid of that.
That's all right. That's pretty stirring. Makes you want to grab a rifle and charge. Anyway, I find a shortwave trough just south of the Cucks. Then we've got another one, another sharpwave trough that's pretty much over New Zealand at the moment. And a ridge that's building over Australia. Now, there is a major upper-level trough that's just deep in the Southern Ocean, in the lower Tasman, if you will, and that's supporting a very, very large depression, which is over the South Island at the moment. And we have a number of fronts that are moving and have moved over New Zealand. Now, we had a front last night, indeed it was last night, right through Gulf Harbor Radio, quite a bit of rain and whatnot, and all of Northland got that. And it's now heading up into the passage route, and probably will lie north over that route, I would say 30 in the dateline, maybe sometime this afternoon. That arcs then, that front arcs to the northwest, and goes all the way over to Australia. Now, behind the front, we have a very nice surface ridge that's going to extend all the way to the islands by Saturday. Now, the parent high of this ridge is going to lie just east of Sydney. It will be about 1034 central pressure, so we have a pretty strong high that's going to be sitting there, pushing everything to the northeast, and that's going to give the boats that have that braved the passage yesterday and the day before. So once that front gets done and dusted, you're going to have a very good trip, I think. Now, the Opua area this morning, well, they're looking at northerlies, 30 knots gusting to 40, so yucky. Then shifting to the southwest, and that's going to bring some cold temperatures, and we're looking at 25 to 35 knots. Now, Friday, we should see westerlies, about 30, then a shift to the southwest again. That's going to be late on, I would say, Friday, towards dinner time and whatnot. Saturday and Sunday are going to bring southwest winds 25 knots. And, of course, expect rain and showers today, really right through Sunday, more so today, but off and on right through the weekend. Now, winds on the passage route to New Caledonia, the bulk of you are going there, northwest 10 to 15, varying to 15 to 20, because most of you have not received the frontage yet, the winds are a bit variable, so it's really hard to give you an exact forecast for the wind. But if you're east of the rum line, I would say that you could expect pretty much those winds. If you're west of the rum line, then you're going to be looking very quickly at 25 knots gusting to 30 knots, 25 gusting 30. And that, of course, means you're on the other side of the front axis. Anyhow, the winds north of 25 today are very nice trade winds, southeast 15 to 20. And tomorrow, the winds, well, they're going to follow the isobars on that ridge. They'll be southwest winds for the most part. That'll be near New Zealand. Southerlies at 30 south. They'll be about 15 to 20 knots. So, again, once you have that front pass through, it's going to be pretty good direction winds. 25 south, you're looking at southeasterlies. You can see how the isobars tend to bend around due to that. Now, this high is going to dominate the Southwest Pacific for really the rest of the week, right into the weekend. So again, those of you on passage, you are going to have some pretty favorable conditions. Yes, there will be some cloud buildups because of the inversion. You'll get some squalls, but for the most part, what had looked like quite an iffy passage looks like it's going to be a pretty decent one, apart from that little blip of the front. Now, looking long range for those that are still here in New Zealand. Now, we talked about the weekend, but, you know, the winds are looking pretty strong and probably not very comfortable. But having taken a look, I have a following Tuesday of next week, that may be a window, the start of a window, north with southwest winds. They'll be about 20 knots near New Zealand, all the way up to about 30 south. And then fairly light air, 25 to 28 south on Wednesday. And then you're going to have normal trades from there all the way to the islands. There may be actually a weak pressure gradient over the following weekend, which would be, what, the 23rd, I think, and the 24th. So, yes, it looks like there may be quite a weak pressure gradient. And I'm getting this from ECMWF, by the way, not GFS. So you can compare what I said with your modeling. But anyhow, we have possibly found another window out of Dodge. So looking at maybe Tuesday. Now, up in the islands, satellite imagery shows almost 100% cloud over Nucal and about 80% for Vanuatu. There's some breaks in there, but quite a bit of cloud about. And then scattered cloud is quite persistent for Fiji and Tonga. The troughs have gone, but there is scattered cloud about. And further north, our seemingly fixed trough or convergence zone, if you will, still there, still running from the Solomons eastward. This time it's a little bit north of Samoa. I think Samoa is getting some cloud, though. Then it goes onward to the southeast. So that's the story up in the northern tropics. And now we'll chat about the islands themselves. Tonga looks pretty good on satellite imagery. The Tasman Ridge, as I'll call it, extends to the group. That's bringing moderate to fresh trades. The only fly in the ointment, I think, is the heavy swell that's coming into the group. And that, of course, is coming from all of the activity that's down in these latitudes where we are. Conditions at 0600, Tonga Tapu, southerly winds 15 knots. They had towering cumulus there. So those can develop into cumulonimbus, and you can get some pretty big squalls, maybe some heavy rain. You need the water. That could be a good spot if you're under one of those. Anyhow, broken skies, 3,500 feet there, and the barometer 1015. The Hapais, southeast 5 to 10 at the airport, scattered cloud at 1,000 and another layer at 1,800. And broken cloud way up there at 10,000 feet. That's into 700 millibar territory. Barometer 1013. And Vavao had southwest at 6, scattered at 1,700. And their barometer was also 1013. So my wind forecast for today, I'd say southerlies 15 to 20. Although early on this morning, looking at the microwave satellite, the winds were pretty much out of the south, in fact, a little bit west of south. So anyhow, southerlies is probably close enough. Now, the winds will be a little bit lighter tomorrow, and they will shift a bit to the south-southeast, probably about 10 to 15 knots. Now, Fiji, today should be fine. Expect the usual showers around the big islands, especially the eastern sides. Fiji Met now has issued a strong wind warning for all Fiji waters, and they are south to southeast winds 20 to 25 knots. There is no warning for the swells. They are forecasting them as southerlies and moderate. So in any case, just be careful with the swell conditions if they happen to be wrong, or every now and again you're going to get some swells come in that are unexpected. Conditions at Nandi, 6 a.m., easterlies 5 knots, scattered at 3,000, barometer 1015, and calm for Suva, scattered at 2,000, barometer 1014. And again, Taviuni and Savu Savu, they had reports, but they have not updated them, so I'm not going to bother with them. They would not reflect current conditions. So my forecast for the group is mostly fine conditions today. Again, brief showers, cool temperatures in the evening. The winds, Taviuni to Coral Island, southeast 10 to 15, Manoa Balabu, southeast about 15 to 20, Southern Laos, same thing. Same thing for Kandabu, and same thing for the Isawas. Now, the microwave satellite this morning for those areas, most of those areas, showed southerly winds. This was at about 6 a.m., so a little bit different from my forecast of southeast. But my numbers are basically around the noontime area, so I have a feeling the winds are going to shift a bit. So I'll stick with the southeast. Tomorrow, virtually everywhere, all the areas that I mentioned, east-southeast, about 10 to 15. Now, the winds, I think, will pick up in the afternoon, late afternoon, maybe up to about 20 knots. Now, for Vanuatu, I see partly cloudy conditions all about the group, but in general, moderate southeast winds. So my wind forecast from Anishim to Iramango, east-southeast, about 15. Afate northward, east-southeast, to about 20 knots. But very, very light air if you're in close. Out in the open waters, you've got a bit of breeze, but you get in very close and the wind dies off. A little bit more wind tomorrow, east-southeast in the open waters, about 20 knots for the entire group. And call in if you want more detail. I do have more detail for Vanuatu, but I won't bore everyone with that unless you want it. New Caledonia, as we said earlier, quite cloudy this morning. The actual conditions at Amity Light, southeast 12. The airport at Ile de Pan, south-southeast 10. Thank you, 80. Your report was dead on. And so my forecast for the Southern Lagoon is pretty light air. East to southeast winds right around 10 knots. They'll pick up tomorrow, southeast about 15 to 20. And probably the Saturday closer to 20 knots. So light air slowly picking up to Saturday where we have 20. All right, that's it for me. We did have a pretty good silly question that came in, but it's a little too hard to talk about on the air. It had to do with why the modeling seemed to shift so rapidly. From one run to the next run for the same day. And the answer to that was it had to do with the jet stream. The jet stream had changed considerably over a 24-hour period. And what that did was it consolidated two short waves that were not in alignment. And when the jet stream increased, they did go into alignment and they became enhanced. And therefore, the surface flows, of which there were two of them, they wound up merging into one bigger one and stronger one. And that happened all in 24 hours. And unless you were looking at the upper levels, you wouldn't have a clue as to why that happened. So that's why we look at the upper levels. So any questions or comments come now. And again, please continue with the questions. Actually, I enjoy them. And if we can impart some knowledge to you, all the better. Here's Tricia.
Okay, well, get to the radio if you have anything to ask. And a couple of reports have come in. Morning are up at Epi in Laman Bay, probably trying to find the old dugong. 5 knots southeast, 80% cloud cover, 1016. So it sounds very pleasant up there. And Iolia are actually up at Ambrim with glassy seas. Southeast 5, occasional gust from the northeast, a 50% cloud cover. Just to let you know, folks, the big festival up there at Ambrim is July 21 to 23. It's absolutely a must-do, the one up there, the ROM Festival, July 21 to 23. Independence Day in Vanuatu is July 30, and that's fun wherever you are. Of course, the main celebrations are in Port Vila, and that's always good to go along to. They have all sorts of horse displays and things from the local farms. It never starts on time, by the way, so just amble along there for a fun day. There's quite a bit going on in Malekula. They're very interested in doing the cultural thing to try and keep that current. The main one is at Southwest Bay on the 9th of August. but there are various other ones. There's one at Melville Village that's in the south central area, July 20 to 21. That's quite a decent one. There's canoe races and a festival in the Mescalins on July 24 to 25. So if anyone wants any more detail, let me know. But you've probably caught up with that on the Yachty news line. Okay, is there anybody with anything? Roundabout 2 reported in from Buka Bay. Sounds really good up there too. Flat calm, 30% cloud cover, and 1013. Thank you for all the reports. David will be looking at those to see how they match up shortly. Okay, anybody with anything, please call.
Yeah, I think it's good.